LA Dance Project is a collective of dancers and artists, currently managed by James Fayette. The company is the brainchild of Benjamin Millepied, a former principal dancer with the New York City Ballet, and the new director of the Paris Opera Ballet. He is best known for choreographing the psychological thriller Black Swan. On Saturday, I saw LA Dance Project perform Millepied's new untitled work, set to music from Philip Glass's Mishima, a piece by Israeli choreographer Emmanuel Gatt, called Morgan's Last Chug, preceded it and opened the evening's program. The night concluded with Quintet, choreographed by William Forsythe. After the performance, I hopped into the car with Sasha Aniwalt, the director of arts journalism programs at USC. Aniwalt has been a critical force for dance in Los Angeles for over 30 years. She was the chief dance critic at the Los Angeles Herald Examiner and later the LA Weekly, as well as the voice of Dance Notes on KCRW, National Public Radio. On the drive home, we speculated on the future of LA Dance Project and discussed its role in the dance scene of Los Angeles.
I think what's exciting about tonight is you go to the theater and you bump into Barbara Kruger and you bump into Stephen Prina, and you bump into Olga Garay, and you bump into, Yuval Sharon, and you see all these people who are part of the creative life of LA, and they really care about being here and being part of this.
I do think it's interesting to look at this company from a sort of sociological angle for the reasons that you were talking about. This is an emerging company in Los Angeles, and changing the ecosystem. We're seeing people at this dance concert, younger audiences, dressed like they're ready for like a rock concert or a fashion scene of some kind. When you saw those pieces, did you think, yes, this is LA dance? Or did you think, oh, this is just modern or contemporary dance? Is there a regional feeling to it?
Is it LA? I'm not sure yet. And when I'm looking at this company, I'm seeing not only the crowd of people who are there and how young they are, but I'm also seeing, I think those dancers are really quite beautifully trained and really, really, I love looking at them.
I'm really interested in hearing your opinion about group dynamics as presented through the dancing in the company.
When I saw Charlie Hodges, who is the bald dancer in the first piece, when he is dancing, something amazing happens to this particular company. There is a quality of movement that he has that is so rare and so liquid, beautiful, connective that, I mean, to me, when he's on stage, everything begins to make sense because I see these extra invisible things that come out of him. So he's doing all those movements. He was doing a lot of things with his hands circling around his head, and you could see sort of like a globe, an orbit. It's all just this luscious awareness of space around him as much as in him. And that's why I liked the first piece, because it was inside and outside. And for me, looking at him, he could just do that. He could do this inside-outside thing, which I thought was absolutely gorgeous. And then he affects the others.
I was enamored of him in the first piece and the way that he would swoop his hands over his head and sort of had a sign language with his movement that was so expressive.
You said that they were like they were speaking sign language or something in the first piece? And I wrote a little note to myself that said, "Death. What language are they speaking?" So I was thinking about death in that piece. I certainly was thinking about it in the quintet, weren't you?
Oh, most definitely. I'd read that quintet was choreographed for Forsythe's dying wife. The dancers were partnering with each other and seemed to have these loving relationships, these tender moments and friendly inside jokes by patting each other on the head and kicking each other in the pants and all that sort of thing. I couldn't help but think that I was sort of watching a silent film or an old home reel of these lovers and partners chasing each other and having that a Kodak moment in a weird sort of way, even though it was so austere at times.
Yeah.
A lot of what we were thinking about when we were watching was death, but this company also has a new and emerging life to it. So is there life and death for LA Dance Project?
I predict life. I think it's going to be hard because there is not one big community of people who care about movement in the city and who want to get together and do something about it and pay attention. The best chance we have, I think, is LA Dance Project. And I think that if they can, you know, get over some of those barriers that keep everybody apart, I think it could be extremely exciting. And I think they're smart enough to do it. And I think that they have the heart to do it and the taste to do it. So just the feeling that I'm getting is very real.
Thank you. Good night. Special thanks to Sasha Annawalt for appearing on the show, and Bill Annawalt for driving. Until next time, this is Christina Campodonico for The Drive Home.